How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Well, 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 welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners, however you decide to spend the hour with us. We are really, really glad to have you. So, pole dancing. It is coming to Vancouver in the biggest way possible. And I'm very excited because I have the lovely Tammy Morris from Tantra Fitness on the phone, who is the sponsor for Miss Pole Dance Canada 2011. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell me about a little bit about pole dancing. It's going to be September the 10th, and it is at the Vogue Theater, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so exciting for me because, you know, it's definitely been a tough go. I started Miss Pole Dance Canada, actually, more than just a sponsor. I'm actually the producer of the show.
Oh, wow.
I competed in 2005 at the Miss Pole Dance World Competition in Amsterdam. And at that time, it was really the only world competition, and there was no other competition. So the owner of that organization was licensing out to other countries.
Okay.
And that, at that time, I purchased the rights to run Miss Pole Dance Canada. So, you know, that was quite a while ago now. And so the challenges of you know, getting it happening, I couldn't get any sponsors. You know, no one wanted to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Media, you know, everybody just really had this negative association with it. So I've definitely, you know, come up really far. So this is the first year that we've taken it out of the bar and into the theater, and this has always been my dream for it, so I'm so excited about this year.
I think it's fantastic, especially because pole dancing, I think it's grown a lot in the last, like, 5 to 10 years, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I've had Tantra Fitness. I opened it in 2004, and it was just a really tough sell. It was as soon as you tell somebody that you're teaching pole dancing, you know, you get the, I'm going to learn how to take my clothes off. And, you know, it's just so not like that. And I think that, you know, for me, I'm just trying to educate people. You know, I'm not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. Yes, pole dancing is used in exotic dance bars and strip bars all over Canada. But the evolution of pole fitness really has come so far that today there are more pole dancing studios in Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland. There's more pole dancing studios than there is strip bars. So things are really, you know, turning around.
They definitely are, and I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was going through the list of just it, because I thought was really neat to this year was the addition of the amateur category as well. And I was going through some of the videos earlier, and it was just really neat because there are a couple studios that I hadn't heard of at all, which surprised me. I was like, wow, I had no idea there was one in Chilliwack, for example.
Yeah, you know what, there is, I obviously try and, you know, involve every single studio across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
My goal for Miss Pole Dance Canada is really to, you know, I really separated a lot with Tantra Fitness. I still own Tantra Fitness, but when it comes to Miss Pole Dance Canada, I really keep it separate and I really keep it unbiased because I want to give everybody a fair, even platform, unbiased, you know, stage to compete, to participate in, just to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go through and find every studio in Canada, and there's over 100 studios across Canada that I found. So
wow, that's
yeah,
incredible.
It's amazing to see how many people are involved.
It's grown a lot, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And still popping up all over the place.
Wow.
For sure. And, I mean, you know, it for me, I even try and take away that the word pole dance, because I think it really evokes thoughts, you know, of exotic dancers. So I really do try and call it pole fitness. I've even gone as far as, you know, when I know that people are going to be a little bit skeptical,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell them that I teach gymnastics on a vertical bar. And it's just fun to see, you know, the thought, the, you know, the little hamster running while they think of what that is exactly. But it's fun, you know, it's all how you present something, so.
It really is, and I have to say, I know when I started taking pole dancing way back, it was years ago now, but it was interesting where I literally got a press release about it. I was doing a column at the time, went and took class, fully expected I'd be naked and wearing heels, so I was a little bit apprehensive about it, and actually found it was a really great workout and lost an inch and a half off my waist, so I was pretty impressed, so.
And that's awesome, and I think at the same time, we still offer classes where you do wear heels. Because there is that part of it, and I don't think that part of it should be taken away or hidden, because what woman doesn't want to feel sexy? You know, I feel we're really suppressed in society today, and I think that, you know, if women can come to a studio and put on a pair of really sexy heels and toss their hair and just, you know, be feminine in a supportive environment, you know, for themselves,
mm-hmm.
not to perform for anybody, you know, they can take it home to the ones they love if that's, you know, what they want to do, but not even that, just to embrace being a woman,
mm-hmm.
and having curves and embracing those curves, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, I mean, we do offer those types of classes, and then on the other end of the spectrum, we also are adding an aerial program to Tantra Fitness, so we'll be offering silks, aerial yoga. We're already offering at the Langley location, and Lyra's, so aerial hoops.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Will you be offering that in Vancouver as well?
Yes, we're going to be offering it in Vancouver in October.
I may have to take that from you.
It's so fun. It's like, it really is. If you enjoy pole dancing, it's really just another form of aerial sport, which mm-hmm. is really what pole fitness at that level is.
So did you start off doing gymnastics as a kid yourself, or...
No, I've never. I wish my parents had put me in gymnastics. Just think about how great I'd be today.
Well, you're pretty amazing anyway, so that's why I was hoping that you're welcome.
No, I never took any gymnastics. I really was an awkward child. I have, like, I wore big Coke bottle glasses, no depth perception, terrible in sports, not really any rhythm, terrible in ballet or any other class. And I tried everything. So I think that when I started pole dancing and it really came natural for me, it was one thing that I was really, really good at. So I stuck with it. And I think it just shows that you really, it doesn't matter what your background is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so very different from anything else. You know, even if people think that they're uncoordinated, not very strong, you can start at the lowest level where you've got 2 feet on the ground and you're literally just spinning around and playing, you know, to this level where you're doing crazy horizontal, you know, holds on the pole and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to come from a crazy background. And last year's Miss Pole Dance Canada winner kind of proves that. That was Crystal Lai. And she started coming to, we offer classes at UBC, actually. We teach on the UBC campus through the Student Union building, through AMS Mini School. And that's how she started hearing about us, and she started coming to UBC because she was a biochem student. And she just kept training with us, and she came from no background of gymnastics or dance. And... like she likes to call herself, she was just a geeky little biochem student, and she ended up winning Miss Pole Dance Canada, and she's an amazing performer. So,
yes, she is. It's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So you just, you know, you don't need to have that background, which I think is the great about the sport.
What do you think it brings to women in terms of pole dancing?
Well, I mean, you know, my background is an exotic dancer. I danced for 10 years, and which was another reason why it was so hard for me to convince people that it wasn't just for exotic dancers, coming from a background of being an exotic dancer. But none of my instructors are exotic dancers, and most of the competitors are actually not exotic dancers. There's maybe a couple, and that's just been the evolution. But for me, I think that having that background only adds to my credentials, but also hampered me with going forward and trying to show people that it wasn't, you know, that it was more of a sport.
And it was more a sport.
So for me, I think that having that background, I really can either work with people if they want to kind of work on their confidence, they want to be more sexy. But as a BCRPA fitness instructor, I can also help people if they want to lose weight or, you know, change their body.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the neat thing is that one doesn't come without the other. They're really intertwined. And when I quit dancing, my body started to change. And, it wasn't dramatic, but it's just going from dancing every day to trying to go to the gym, running on the treadmill. I mean, it's just a different type of movement. It's a very mm-hmm. linear movement, where pole dancing is very dynamic movement. So your muscles just work in this combination, and it's very different. So nothing I did could really keep my body in that shape that I was in when I was dancing. So I decided to get a pole in my house and just to keep dancing instead of going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people were starting to be interested in it that I started just teaching people out of my home. And I think the biggest thing for me was realizing that it was so much more than just, you know, feeling sexy and learning some moves. And it was, you know, it went way deeper than the surface. And it started to become very rewarding for me because I saw people actually change. I've seen women just gain this new confidence, maybe hold their head up a little bit higher, dress differently, walk differently. I've actually even, you know, helped people break through things that had, maybe even abuse as a child, sexual abuse, that were really, not embracing their sensuality. Mm-hmm. If anything, the complete opposite, because they were ashamed of, and different situations where I've just realized that it's so much more than just physical, that it's really psychological.
It really is in a lot of ways, actually. That was because I used to teach for a little while, and for that was one of the reasons when I was asked to become if I wanted to take my certification, I said yes. When I was doing the article, I actually, to a couple of the girls who were in class with me when I took the 6 weeks of classes, one of them was pregnant, and she actually described it as, or sorry, not pregnant, had a baby, and with that she described her body as like where it had given birth to this amazing miracle. And so being back in class and actually getting in touch with her body, being able to pick her feet off the floor, it was like being a kid again, but in a really great way. So all of a sudden her body, she owned it again. So I like that. And then as well as that, I had someone else in class, which it is public record, even though I won't mention her name, who she and her sister had actually taken their father to court for sexual abuse and won, but had never, again, very similar to what you were describing in regards to sense of sensuality, where and class was a safe space to actually dwell into that, where it was an okay place to be there.
Yeah.
And to heal.
And that's, I think, was the most surprising part for me. And it's really interesting that you experienced it, too. And I think it's just because, you know, it can and does touch on that more sensual side. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, forget about even having any, you know, issues from the past. But even just, you know, as women in today's society, just being suppressed like that, just being suppressed and...
And women are, in a lot of ways. There's a lot of just almost painting with a brush, where somebody can only be one thing or another, as opposed to us looking at us as diamonds, where we have so many different sides.
It's true. And, it's unfortunate that we, in order to fit into society, we have to really only show one of those sides.
Hmm.
And I think that's where it's nice, where, you know, coming into a supportive environment, you can tap into those other sides and be supported and not be judged.
Mm-hmm. And let yourself grow, which I think is really important as well, because the more you grow and actually accept all and start to embrace that, I think in general, it makes you feel better, like being able to walk tall with the shoulders back, you know, nice core tight, and just being able to, I like to call it the strut, basically, yeah. But being able to do that, whether or not it's walking into that job interview where you just know you own the world and feeling really good, or walking down the street and having people look at you and smile. It's really wonderful. Similar to that, Tasia, who teaches the confidence walk, which is the red carpet thing, very similar, because I've seen people from there as well just walking and just being able to own that, where it's like watching daisies, where all of a sudden, instead of having a droopy flower head, all of a sudden they're able to lift themselves up and own it.
It's true, and it's amazing how that happens. And I mean, of course it happens with other types of fitness or other types of dance, you know, it can really help build confidence. And I think that, but I think that just because pole dancing does have that other side, it kind of just goes a step further, which is great. And again, I mean, it doesn't even have to be that sensual side. I find that, because I do teach, my pole classes are a little bit different, in the sense that I separate, like movement. My pole classes are very, very technical. I don't do a lot of dancing in them. It's more pole tricks. So I don't have an age restriction on my pole classes, which has cost me a lot of
controversy. Do you want to talk about that?
I don't mind talking about that
okay.
at all. It caused me a lot of controversy because people do have that association with it. But, you know, really what I teach in my pole fitness classes is very, very technical. It is, there's no undulations or hair tossing. There's different classes for that. There's no high heels. It's runners. It's, you know, it's very, very,
It's very athletic.
Very athletic.
And it's very circus or very gymnastics based.
Yes. And so, you know, I don't have an age restriction, and I do teach to a lot of younger girls. And even that confidence thing comes through, even with just the achievements on the pole. So it doesn't even have to be that sensual part. You know, like, pole can be very challenging. It's always stimulating the mind as well as the body, because it's not like a treadmill where you've done it 100 times. Every time you come, you learn something new.
That's true.
So it's the, you know, it's the accomplishment of actually seeing something that you don't think that you could do, which is usually what happens. And you know that as an instructor. You do the move, and, you know, the students are like, oh, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do that. You know, and in a couple of classes, they're doing it. And there's a huge sense of accomplishment and confidence in that. You know, so it doesn't even have to be the central part. With the younger girls, I've seen the confidence levels change, you know, just from achieving these movements that they didn't think they could. So I think there's more than that side of it. We've had men's classes. We've had Jack and Jill classes that we'll bring back in October.
And I can't wait to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Definitely the controversy with, that's an ongoing battle. I was actually supposed to be on the Dr. Phil show on Monday.
Wow.
To still talk about this. But I think they ended up backing out. And I think my personal opinion is that my argument in the pre-taping was so good that they realized that the show really, because the show was called Too Sexy Too Soon. And they were having me on there with other people that, you know, a mother that had allowed her 12-year-old daughter to get cosmetic surgery, a mother that had allowed her 11-year-old daughter to get a tattoo. And after my arguments with pole fitness and where it's going and where it stems from, I think that they were like, okay, this doesn't really fit on our show.
So it's not the right type of segment for what they're trying to push.
Yes. So,
which is a good thing, even though it would have been nice to be on Dr. Phil, but
yeah, well, you know,
with media, it's got to be the right.
But I don't know if it would have been a good thing to be on Dr. Phil. My experience, in October, I was on The Talk with Sharon Osbourne and Leah Remini, and that's kind of like The View. I'm not sure if you've seen that, but they, you know, the reason these shows want to have me on there is and talk about children or adolescents pole dancing is because they don't agree with it. And, you know, they do try and twist it and make it look much worse than it really is.
And they want the ratings.
Well, that's what the ratings are for. I mean, the introduction to the talk was very, you know, they said, we can't show a child on a pole, so we'll have to show you a professional. And then they showed a clip of some scantily clad woman doing a pole dance, flinging her hair around, which was not from my studio, and I had no idea who she was.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's really kind of, you know, that's not the way it is. The outfits that they wear in figure skating are more provocative than the outfits you'd wear on a pole, really.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, the skirts with the exposed kind of panties and stuff that they wear, you know, tutus and stuff are, you know, I find are more provocative than wearing a pair of shorts and a tank top. So I feel that pole fitness is actually something that's going to continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the battles that I have right now, you know, are all leading somewhere. And in 5 more years, I think that people won't even think twice about it.
I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And especially with now with YouTube, there's so many clips of different pole dancers. And with children, I think it will change too. I'd like to think that. In the States, I know. I don't know if Sheila Kelly's still doing classes at her studio or not at S Factor.
I'm not sure.
But I do know that they were doing classes for 11 and 12-year-old girls and did hit some controversy as well.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's hard because people have that instant stigma attached to it. Leah Remini said something when I was on the show, and she said, there is no way I would allow my daughter to work out on a stripper pole over my dead body. And I said, you know, if you continue to call it a stripper pole, it will never be anything else. And it's true. Children don't have that association. Anyone under the age of 18 has probably not been to a strip bar. They don't have that negative association. You know, when all is said and done, it's just a metal bar. It's a vertical bar as compared to a parallel bar in gymnastics. And if you don't teach a child that it's wrong, why would they think anything of it? You know, as long as you're not teaching a child how to do hip circles and undulations, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, which is what I was trying to get across to her. But, you know, it's just that really strong association, and people just can't let it go.
And I think it's really important for young people to have confidence as well. Well, everybody to have confidence, but especially at that stage. In Canada, the average age of entry into street life is actually 14. In BC, it's 12. So I can see why it's really important to have young ladies have, and young men too, develop confidence early. And one of the things I love about pole is it is like being a little kid again, where you actually get to pick your feet off the ground. And it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't fall flat on my butt.
It's so true.
It's really exciting,
and
it's fun.
When's the last time, and you know, you say you're coming in and you're 25, 30, when's the last time you flipped upside down? I forget that because I spend most of my time upside down. But I forget that. And then, you know, when I'm teaching people how to go upside down, you know, they're so hesitant, you know, I have to remember that, really, when's
most
the last time
don't.
You flipped upside down?
Yeah.
It's so good for you, too, though.
It is.
Upside down, it helps decompress the spine, brings more blood flow to your brain. Amazing.
And it's supposed to actually kick up the endorphins as well and make you happy, which is good too.
That's true.
Before the beginning of the show, when we were chatting in our pre-show chat, one of the things you're mentioning, and just about how it's almost circular, where it's going full circle in regards to the history of pole dancing, going from the wooden poles and from Chinese pole, Indian pole, and I just wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Definitely. I mean, it's just neat to see how it's come full circle. Pole dancing originated in Malakam, which is an Indian, they call it the Indian pole dance, which is a wooden pole.
Mm-hmm.
And they do these amazing things on the pole. And then, of course, it's been in circus for many, many years. And I've done a lot of research on why that is. And from what I can research, it's from back at the Big Top. So the big tents, the traveling circuses, and the center pole was always in the way. So they actually incorporated it into the shows, which, of course, back in the day, and you know, there was tents. You know, I mean, I can't even say the year because I'm not sure if it would be right, but you know, there was different tents and traveling circuses, and there would be, you know, everything from brothels to burlesque shows and stuff in these tents and in these traveling circuses and gypsies and back in those days, and same thing, it was that center post. So it started to work its way into burlesque and in striptease and in the modern day strip bar. And like I was saying before, there's more pool fitness studios now here than there is strip bar. So it's funny how it's working its way back out of the strip bar. And you know, on that note, there's much crazier pole moves happening and pole tricks happening in the pole fitness scene than you'll ever see at a strip bar. So it's just interesting to see that, and how it's coming back into circus too. The winner of the Miss Pole Dance World, like 2 or 3 years in a row, is Felix Kane, who is the pole performer for Zumanity and now for the upcoming Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil tour.
Wow.
So, you know, it's neat to see how it's kind of coming full circle, and Malacom is kind of becoming popular again. You can find it all over YouTube, and with men getting back on the pole and classes for men all over the place, and you know, it's really coming back out as the art form and the athletic sport that it began as.
And I think it's fantastic. I know you were mentioning the Jack and Jill classes that you're going to be starting in October at your studio. Shannon Crane, who's got Aradia Toronto, they've got their Aradia Nights, which I love as well, because I just think it's so great. Because guys have really a lot more upper body strength, at least to start with, than women. And you're mentioning earlier that women have lower centers of gravity, so just sometimes the moves are a bit different to start with.
It's true. Men are really, well, if you look at Chinese pole, it is mostly, you know, men of Asian
descent
that are like that small and, you know, strong upper bodies, and the stuff that they can do is amazing. And a lot of the stuff that they do is where we pull a lot of the moves from. I'm sure you know that too. So, you know, it's great to see these women that are starting to perform these moves that typically only men have done in things like Chinese pole.
I'm curious, in 10 years, if we've got young ladies starting pole, say at like 6 or 7 years old, and as their bodies begin to develop, I'm just curious what type of tricks we're going to have moving forward.
I can't imagine.
Because the body does change in terms of the center of gravity when they hit puberty, but I'm just curious if they start it really early on, as they would with aerial or and anything else, acro.
Well, I'm not sure if you've heard of Janine Butterfly. I'm sure you have. She's very, very famous in the pole world.
Mm-hmm.
But she, yeah, she, you know, comes from an aerial background. And she's done things. I'm not sure if you've seen this video, but she's actually, there's a chain coming from the roof. I think it's a Tiesto concert. And there's a pole chained from the roof, not on the ground, swinging back and forth. And she's actually doing crazy pole moves on this pole with thousands of people underneath of her, probably 50 feet off the ground.
I'm going to have to get you to send me that video.
I will.
Sounds fantastic.
I will, because it's amazing. And it's on YouTube, and I will send you the video, because your jaw will drop, and it's just craziness. But this is kind of where I think pole is going. So not only will the pole, you know, performers and people who are involved get, you know, crazy good, but also, you know, I think things will change with the pole, become more challenging, and of course there's spinning poles too now, which offer a little bit more of a challenge, and maybe hanging poles soon.
That could be really neat. I was going to ask out of curiosity, just sometimes if I'm on YouTube, a lot of the videos for Miss Pole Dance Australia, a lot of them seem to be on a spinning pole as opposed to a static pole. Why is that?
Well, in Miss Pole Dance Canada, and same with Miss Pole Dance World, there's one spinning pole and one static pole.
Okay.
And you do have to try and spend equal amounts of time on both pole, and they will lose points for favoring one pole.
Okay.
Because they both are challenging in their own right. So the spinning pole is easier at an amateur level, because all you have to do is hold on. But much more difficult at an advanced level, because you're doing, you know, big tricks and the pole is spinning on you. So it changes things. Where, of course, the stationary pole is obviously, you know, also challenging depending on the type of move you're doing, but it just adds a different element and really can make some of the moves look really, really beautiful.
Yes, it can.
Yes, just more dynamic. So they do have to spend equal times on both of the poles.
In terms of pole moving forward, for any injuries or things like that, is there, I just worry about that with, like, you're mentioning 100 studios across the country, because I know there was, they were talking it about in the International Pole Federation, and just in terms of just making sure people were certified, because not everybody is a BCRPA certified instructor as you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's really, you know, it depends on the studio.
Okay.
Which is tough, because I have approached the BCRPA.
Mm-hmm.
We did offer some workshops that were BCRPA approved that were good for credits for re-registration for people who are already BCRPA registered.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that it wasn't enough, and we found that people were taking those workshops and then turning around and trying to teach. It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
And so I approached the BCRPA wanting to have a full course. So with BCRPA, you know, you get your fitness theory and then you choose a module, whether it be group fitness, yoga, you know,
boot camp.
Exactly. So we wanted pole fitness to be one of those modules, which would mean like a 16-hour more intensive course.
Mm-hmm.
But they admitted that they don't know enough about it.
Okay.
To actually take it on. You know, in their board of people, they've got, you know, all of these crazy fitness instructors. But no one, you know, it's more of an aerial sport.
Mm-hmm.
When you're getting into the inversions and you're doing all that. And they don't have anyone on their board that, you know, they didn't feel like they could encompass that.
Okay.
Which was good that they, you know,
could admit
that. So it was like, where do we go from here? So.
And where do we go from there?
Well, you know, what basically we've done is we have started a board, because that's what we thought. We thought, well, BCRPA was started with a group of people that said, hey, we need to put some standards on this.
Mm.
So we have started a board called PFIC, Pole Fitness Instructor Commission.
Okay.
And with this, we've created an instructor manual. We have a board of people that obviously have been, you know, certified by the BCRPA in fitness. We have a physiotherapist. We have, you know, a bunch of really qualified
healthcare and fitness people. Mm-hmm. People on there
to look at everything and really analyze it and break it down. So we're still in the process of you know, finishing up this manual. It has a whole anatomy section. It's very intensive, and basically having that as the BCRPA. So as people took the PFIC course, and it's really good because there's a lot of people that are already teaching, so there's different, you know, kind of modules within it. So
mm-hmm.
you can just take a safety course that you can apply to what you're already doing, or you can start from scratch. So there's kind of different parts of it. And it'll basically be the BCRPA of pole dancing is what we're hoping. And, you know, it's always been a battle for me because I am really technical, and I am, you know, I have the 10-year background of exotic mm-hmm. dance, so I have that big library. Plus, I have been a fitness instructor for a long time now and have a lot of experience. I teach more than just, you know, I teach ball fit, and I teach other
Your ball fit stuff. Class rocks. I've actually had a chance to take that, so I was quite excited.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love teaching that class, actually. So, you know,
I can actually honestly say, and because I used to certify instructors at one point, you're one of the best instructors I've ever taken class from.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's including
so much to me.
Ballet, jazz, you name it, because I did that for 15 years, too. So.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Really, I don't know if I ever told you that in person, but it's
no,
true.
No, thank
oh,
you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I love teaching. It's my passion. So that really means a lot to me because it's. I have a lot of patience, and I really just find it so rewarding. So I am really passionate about safety, and safety is always my number one concern. And so for me, I was like, well, should I be breeding competition, you know, by teaching other people my way, which I feel is, you know, a very safe way of doing things, very broken down.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I just let people teach and, you know, to each their own, may the strongest survive.
Yeah.
Because I'm so passionate about the sport and I want it to go forward and I want people to take it seriously and I don't want people to get hurt, I've decided that this is the best thing to do, is to, you know, offer education to other people.
Wow.
Because you know, once I am gone and the whole sport moves forward, you know, it's exciting to me to think that I may have or be a part of the direction it moves in forever in the future.
And it would be nice for the people behind it would be to be able to step not just into your shoes, but to continue walking forward in the evolution.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's when I kind of let down my guard and said, you know, I feel confident, you know, with my teaching and that people will come to me. But I really do want the sport to move forward. I don't want people to teach, you know, without having a safety standard, have people get hurt, and then put a bad name onto the whole pole dancing industry.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to get bigger and better and have people being taught safely.
If you could flash forward to, say, 30 years from now and just wave a magic wand and whatever you'd like in regards to pole dancing come true, what would you like to see?
Well, the sky's the limit, really, because...
It's true.
As an exotic dancer, if you had walked up to me and said, one day, you're going to be teaching women, everyday women, how to pole dance in a studio full of poles, I would have laughed. Are you crazy? There's no way that will ever happen. So, you know, really the sky is the limit. And, you know, this may sound crazy, but I really do believe that that pole fitness will be a part of every gym at some point. And I think as people accept it for younger people, in Germany, there is a high school that they have put a pole up. Because
really?
they have the rope.
Yes.
And you're crawling up the rope and you're doing stuff. And in Germany, there is a high school that has put a pole up. And in gym class, you know, they climb it. They learn how to do tricks on it. And I believe that will start happening. I mean, Europe usually is the leader in what happens. And it trickles on down. And there will be a day where people just won't, you know, they just won't even, they won't concern them at all. I mean, they won't think anything negative at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I do believe that will happen.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really neat. I logged on to Facebook and we've got people listening from Calgary as
well. Good.
Which is great. And Toronto. So it's quite exciting.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know that there'll always be opinions and there'll always be controversy, you know, for now. And there's some people that just don't believe that it will ever be okay, especially for a young person. And I really invite those people that are skeptical because I do find that a lot of it is an uneducated judgment.
Yes, because they don't know. They've never tried a class.
Yes. And I invite them to try a class and then, you know, make a judgment after that.
What makes, in terms of moving to Miss Pole Dance Canada, to make yourself of that caliber, what does that take, besides obviously talent, because you have to be gifted to some degree to be able to get to that level, persistence?
Practice.
Okay.
Like any other...
Sport.
Sport.
Okay.
Just training, you know, putting a lot of dedication and a lot of time into training.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at that level, it's, you know, it's about also, you know, a healthy lifestyle. You know, eating and you know, getting enough sleep and getting enough rest, and it is like any other athlete, you know, and deciding if you want to take it to that level, you do have to, you know, have to be dedicated.
Definitely have to be dedicated, because if you're not, it's like, where do you go? And one of the things I wanted to touch on as well is you were mentioning about just about the controversy and everything. And I think anything that's new does have controversy, whether it was when the first man brought fire back to the cave. I think he probably got beaten by the people, you know, to everybody, because anything that's new, it kind of freaks us out as human beings.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, and if you look back, you know, other things that, you know, belly dance, for example, you know, it was really, it had the same battle and the same struggles. Now you can go to a community center and there's belly dance. And people just don't think anything of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I don't mean to downplay it. I think belly dance is great. We offer it at the studio. But I'm just saying that there's no controversy over it anymore. You know, it's in restaurants that full families are out, so there's children watching. Well, that people would have been appalled for years ago, to think that, you know, a child would be watching a belly dancer. It was thought of as an exotic, you know, art form meant for men, and it's just not like that anymore. So I think that's the same direction that pole dancing is going in.
And worldwide, with for the winner who wins Miss Pole Dance Canada, where do they go on to?
The winner of Miss Pole Dance Canada goes on to Budapest. So we, part of the prize,
Budapest.
Is sending her to Budapest to compete in Miss Pole Dance World on October 1st. So
that's coming up really soon. That's fantastic.
Really soon, yeah. So we did it just so that they wouldn't have to retrain again,
mm-hmm.
keep them in their peak form. Because it is, you know, similar to other fitness competitions where they do train hard for it. So there's kind of an off season if they're not training and dieting and staying on top of it. So that way the winner will get them a ticket to Budapest, and they just continue training and hopefully are in, you know, in good shape for competing at the world competition. This year I'm super excited because this is a first for this year too, is that we are Ustreaming. The whole competition live. So people will be able to log on. We'll have the URL very shortly.
I was just going to ask for that because I'd love to stick it up on my page because I've got a lot of pole dancers who have been listening in tonight too.
Yeah,
so they probably love
great.
That.
Yeah, and so you'll be able to watch it for free. And that part of that plan is to educate people that would never, you know, spend money to come and watch a competition. Or to even bother coming into a class, you know. I just hope that so many people will log on just to watch it, just to see for themselves, to help people understand, you know, the level that that it can get to and how athletic, the strength and endurance that it takes to be a pole fitness performer. And then, of course, with that, there'll be we have a fun part, which is text voting. So people can text vote for their People's Choice Award. So for the, you know, for their favorite, you have an award for the People's Choice.
Is that for both the, okay, for the actual full competition as well as for the amateur division as well?
Yes, for the amateur division and for the pro division.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And then, so of course, we'll be able to see that you'll only be able to text vote during the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, after the last person, we see those results live and we'll be able to announce the winner.
Well, hopefully those 100 pole studios all across the country, if they're not in Vancouver and not actually at the show, will be actually having some sort of an event at the studio where they can actually see it on a big screen TV.
I hope so. I hope that's what happens. I hope they huddle around and watch it and enjoy the show because, like I said, it's our biggest event to date,
mm-hmm.
in a theater and out of the clubs.
And I think that'd be really, in any pole dance studios out there, if you're listening to this right now, I think it would be really fun to do that, and it'd be a good way to get people in, have an open house that night, have people over, have a couple of your instructors actually perform as well, so
idea.
People can see all of it, because I think it might be a good revenue generator.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm you know, I'm not competing, I'm producing the show, but we have a... the reason it's even in the theater this year is because we did get a, you know, a big sponsor this year. The title sponsor is X-Pole, so which is great because with them, not only have we been able to use stream and do all this stuff, but we also have workshops surrounding Miss Pole Dance Canada. So we have some really great workshops by Jamila Deville, who's coming in from Australia.
Wow.
And from Natasha Wang, who is the United States Pole Dance Federation winner. Of last year, and Carol Helms, which is a very famous, very well-known pole dancer in the community. She's coming in from L.A. So some really great things surrounding the competition. And next year, the competition will be in Toronto, and we hope to have a male division next year, and we hope to have the same kind of things where there's events surrounding the whole weekend and kind of make it a whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's
almost like a festival.
Yeah, and to really you know, get people coming from out of town to be able to offer them more than just coming in and watching
mm-hmm.
the show and leave, to be able to take advantage of all the other fun stuff and just be a part of something, you know, the passion that people share.
For those who are out of town who are unable to make it in for the competition, Are you going to be offering any of the workshops where they might be able to sign up online and actually still participate in it?
You mean like an online class?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't thought of that this year.
Okay, but maybe for next time?
Absolutely. It would be a great idea. That would be a great thing to add for next year, for sure.
I think it would be really fun.
Well, absolutely, especially seeing as, you know, next year it's in Toronto, so there'll be lots of girls that were involved this year that maybe won't be able to come out next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the after party at the Red Room afterwards, where there'll be more performances by the newly crowned Miss Pole Dance Canada.
Mm.
And the three girls I just mentioned that were coming from out of town. So at the Red Room just to celebrate afterwards. So that'll be fun too.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
So what's next for you after this? You've mentioned a few of the classes that are coming up for October. And Tammy, I have to give you kudos running two studios. Plus, you've got a young daughter as well. And
I do. She's 19 months old. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you do it, Miss Superwoman, literally?
I don't know. I think that I just have to just keep running off adrenaline, because if it slows down, I may just stop completely.
Okay.
So it's my, you know, I really love it. And like I said, I'm really passionate about it. And I think that when you're passionate about something, you find the energy to keep going. If I didn't love it, you know, I would have exhausted myself by now. But I'm so terrible, because my husband is like, please just stop taking on more stuff. But I mean, as soon as one thing is over, I'm just excited about the next thing. You know, competition is great, but I'd love to organize just a showcase. You know, I'd love to do a showcase. As you probably know, we do a lot of fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And I love doing fundraisers, because it just, you know, we do 100% of the proceeds go to a fundraiser. It gives our students a chance to perform. It gives us a chance to educate the public. And again, it gives back to the community. So I love fundraisers. And after Miss Pole Dance Canada, I'll probably start planning our next fundraiser.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, too, I imagine a lot of people will be really inspired to participate as well.
Yeah,
which is always fun, especially after watching some really, truly amazing performances and just experiencing different teachers as well.
Exactly, and that's what I always say, and that's where I'm really open with, you know, with other studios, because every studio has something different to offer. And, you know, one studio someone is going to love, you know, another studio someone else may love. So it's so important to, you know, find the right fit and try different teachers and take from each teacher something, you know, and develop your own style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great that there are so many different styles coming into it. Really good example was when I competed in Miss Pole Dance World. One of the girls was a ballerina, and she came out in a tutu and point, and she did her whole show on point. And honestly, it gave me goosebumps. It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Wow.
So it's so neat to see these different things being pulled into pole fitness. There's one girl that's a gymnast that'll be in Miss Pole Dance Canada. And so instead of dancing, she's doing like backflips from pole to pole.
Wow.
I know. So, you know, it'll be really neat to see the different things that are brought.
And the different styles.
Mm-hmm.
How many made it in terms of for the not amateur, but for the top level for professional?
There's 14 competitors in the pro division.
Okay.
Yes, and there's 16 in the amateur. It is divided into two shows, because that's a lot of girls. So the amateur is from 4 to 5:30 p.m. And then the pro is 7:30 to 9:30. So two separate shows.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pull for a lot of people.
Exactly. And if people want all of that pull, they can. The tickets are available at thevoguetheater.com.
Perfect.
And they can, if they do want to come to both shows, they can actually call the box office, and there's a discount for buying both. They can't do it online, but they can get the discount for buying both by calling the Vogue.
And I know there's videos online for people to vote for right now for the amateur division. Could you plug the website for me?
For the Miss Pole Dance Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's www.misspoledancecanada.com.
Perfect. And for anyone who's interested in taking classes, because you've got a lot to offer, you're mentioning about, I'm interested definitely for the aerial stuff that's coming up in October, the Jack and Jill classes, all the truly amazing stuff that you've had. You've been an innovative woman. Where can they find out more information about Tantra Fitness?
You can come to the website at www.tantrafitness.com. Yeah, and we've got everything. So we've got everything from Zumba to Bollywood. Bollywood is one of our newer classes.
Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Describe that to me.
Bollywood, it's...
Like Bhangra, or...?
It is. It's a fusion of modern dance, some Bhangra. It's an Indian dance. Lots of arms. Our instructor, Gina Fernandez, is amazing. She's a choreographer. And so every single class is a choreographed dance. And it's fun. You don't have to have any experience, though. She really breaks it down. Super fun. And your first dance class is just $10 drop-in. So for anyone that wants to come and just try it out, we have everything from, like I said, ball fit to burlesque. The burlesque classes are amazing. They're taught by
Lola
Frost. The amazing Lola Frost, who's the most amazing burlesque performer and instructor out there. Yeah, and just a little bit of something for everybody. So more than just pole dancing.
Mm-hmm. And you've got Hannah Fletcher as well, who I believe won... I think it was the Best Group Fitness Award, and I can't remember if it's 2009 or 2010.
I believe it was 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, and she won the BCRPA Best Group Fitness Instructor,
mm-hmm.
and she is. She is. She actually, you have to come and try this class. It's a new class starting September, which is tomorrow. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Tomorrow, September.
It's a scary thought, isn't it?
At 5:30 p.m. It's called Pole Aerobics. And she wants everybody to wear, like, leg warmers, and it's, like, inspired from the 80s. She's like, it's so funny. She wants some headbands, and it is basically aerobics, old school aerobics with a pole.
I can totally see Hannah's teaching that. That's
it's
hilarious.
It's so Hannah's style. She's so energetic, and she's so amazing. She's just such a wonderful, wonderful instructor.
Yeah, she really is. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and she worked. She had worked at Aradia Fitness in the past. So, and then we eventually got Hannah. On our team out of circumstance, and super, super happy to have her.
No, she's fabulous. And of course, you've got, well, there's two Miss Pole Dance Canadas there, yourself and Crystal Lai as well, who teach. So.
Well, there is. I've never been Miss Pole Dance Canada because I purchased the rights to host the competition.
So with that, you were, okay.
I was first runner-up Miss Pole Dance World.
Congratulations.
From in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I purchased a license, and then I started the competition. So, of course, it would have been in conflict of interest.
Understood.
Yeah.
First one in that
for
Miss World was pretty impressive.
Oh, no, maybe not. but yeah, you know, I just, for me, it was hard to make that decision because as an owner of, as one of the competitions, I had to make that decision that I wasn't going to compete again. And, you know, I kind of thought about it at the time. You know, I'm not getting any younger. How do I say this? I'm not getting any younger. You know, and the girls that are coming up and competing, they're like, you know, they are, you know, a little bit younger than me. They're 22, 23, 24. Okay, a lot younger than me. But, you know, I can't compete against that anymore. I've had a baby 19 months ago, and while I'm still incredibly strong, don't get me wrong, it's more about time constraints. I mean, I just can't put that much dedication into training, having two studios, you know, so I really just thought about my path in life, and I thought, do I want to compete, or do I want to be the person behind the scenes that, you know, that organizes it, and that was the decision that I made, and I'm glad that I made that decision.
Well, we're glad that you brought it to Canada. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, and I still get to perform at our fundraisers, and I still get to do that part. And so as long as I keep getting to perform, then I'm happy.
And I hope we get to see you at the after party as well performing. Will you be performing that night too?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I usually, you know what, I'm really funny about Miss Pole Dance Canada because I really like to be the person behind the scenes.
Okay.
Yeah, I try not to perform or say too much or get on stage. You just see me running around with a walkie-talkie.
And you know what? I understand and respect that because it's pretty challenging having to put the show on as well, because if anything goes wrong, you just want to be able to pull everything together because it's part of the producer job.
It is, yeah. Just making sure it runs smooth and that everybody has a good time.
Well, thank you so much. So everybody out there, I want you to come check it out and keep checking in for MissPoleDanceCanada.com and Tantra Fitness as well. And Tammy Morse, it's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. And everybody, we hope you save September 10th and you are at the Vogue and be ready to be inspired. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. Up next is Hans von Claus's Misery Hour. He's a very sexy man to be miserable with. He'll be guiding you through the wee hours with his ambient music and his super hot voice. You've been listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9. We will be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. Bye, everyone. Happy pole dancing.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to go to the hospital.